Looking at such factors as population, climate, water, agriculture, and energy in the decline and fall of past civilizations, researchers were able to correlate their findings with the world today. They found the two crucial factors leading to collapse to be depletion of natural resources and the economic stratification of society into elites and masses, or commoners. In words that recall the grievances publicized by the Occupy movement, the study found fault not only with the pillaging of resources by wealthy capitalists, but also observed that accumulated surplus is not evenly distributed throughout society, but rather has been controlled by an elite. The mass of the population, while producing the wealth, is only allocated a small portion of it by elites, usually at or just above subsistence levels. Unsurprisingly, the study found that commoners are more likely to both see the abuse of resources and seek action to equalize income distribution than the wealthy elite, who are either oblivious to this catastrophic trajectory or in support of doing nothing. Dr. Nafiz Ahmed, executive director of the Institute for Policy Research and Development and author of A User's Guide to the Crisis of Civilization and How to Save It, concluded, "The NASA-funded Human and Nature Dynamical, HANDY model, namely, that wealth distribution today is unequally divided between haves and have-nots, offers a highly credible wake-up call to governments, corporations and business, and consumers to recognize that business as usual cannot be sustained and that policy and structural changes are required immediately. A collapse due to social pressures may prove slow in coming. Other possibilities could be quick and varied. These include the setting off of an EMP, electromagnetic pulse weapon, terrorist attacks in cities, a nuclear war, a national truckers' strike, civil war, a cyber attack on computer systems, geophysical disasters such as the eruption of the Yellowstone caldera, and even an asteroid strike from space. Drought conditions and lack of water also have the potential to be catastrophic, accelerating an agricultural collapse resulting in mass starvation. Even NBC News reported on a looming crisis over water being drained from the Ogallala Aquifer, a 10-million-year-old underground water source stretching from South Dakota to Texas that supplies irrigation to an 8-state agricultural region. "The scope of this mounting crisis is difficult to overstate," wrote Brian Brown. "The high plains of Texas are swiftly running out of groundwater supplied by one of the world's largest aquifers, the Ogallala. A study by Texas Tech University has predicted that if groundwater production goes unabated, vast portions of several counties in the southern high plains will soon have little water left in the aquifer to be of any practical value. The worsening water situation in California, as detailed previously, only adds to the problem."